At Meant to Be, we specialize in property management across Port St. Lucie and the surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast, resolving all your property management needs. With over 20 years of experience, let our team of experts make all the difference. You'll get a qualified tenant in 30 days or less, or we'll give you 2 months of property management free. Rent your home to a qualified tenant within 30 days? It's meant to be. Manage your property and pay you on time? It's meant to be. Manage the hassles of maintenance and repairs? It's meant to be. We'll keep an eye on your home so you don't have to. Be sure to mention this ad to receive our new family member discount. Our number is 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hablo español. 772-579-8109. Taking care of business.
Taking care of business. St. Lucie Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun that shines.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Hi, I'm Belinda Hannah Lazarus with the AM Group of Keller Williams, and I am a corporate underwriter of WCNO. If you are planning to purchase your first home or move into a larger home, now is a great time. My team and I would love to assist you with this. You can reach me at 772-626-1529.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Self-Help. How often do you think about you? Is your life and all that comes with it always on your mind? It can be very easy to get caught up in thought and only be concerned with, well, you. But there's a problem with this kind of mindset, and it comes at a high cost. The more of you there is, the farther apart it drives your relationship with God. It's hard to not be concerned with your own situation. However, letting go can produce a freedom that allows you to live a more fulfilled and joyful life in Christ and be more aware of the people around you. Now here's Joyce from her series, Self-Help.
I would much rather have somebody that is less naturally talented but really leans on God working for me than somebody who's super smart and full of themselves. Amen? Come on, somebody give God praise. So I think you get the point. I don't think I need to read the rest of that, but you can read it yourself. You'll find that many places in Proverbs, a fool is a self-confident man. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, when people give you compliments, you should receive them. Be gracious. That doesn't mean that you're proud and haughty. I love what one woman said, Corrie Ten Boom. She said, I get compliments all the time, and everyone that comes to me, I receive it as a rose, and at the end of the day, I take the bouquet and give it all back to Jesus. Amen? So, you know, if God helps you do a good job, you're going to get some attention. People are going to tell you they appreciate you. They're going to tell you that, you know, and that's fine. Receive that. Receive it graciously. Unless somebody gets into worship, then you need to straighten them out. But then just always make sure that you give it all back to God. All back to God. You know, sometimes even when I do things, or, you know, when I go and I do speaking engagements, I always get introduced. You know, here I don't bother with that. I just come out. But when I go places and I get introduced, I mean, sometimes the way they make me sound, you would think that I was the greatest thing next to sliced bread. And, you know, while they're saying it, I kind of just talk to God and just say, well, you and I both know I'm nothing without you. So it's kind of funny how important they think I am, but we both know that I'm not. And so see, it's really your heart toward God that makes a difference. And so it's great if you're helping people and they want to encourage you. And I mean, that's good. We all need to be encouraged, but it's what you do with it after that. And you know what? The most dangerous thing for somebody like me is to start believing their own press. It's yet to be seen what God could do through a man or a woman who would give him all the glory. I'm certainly far from perfect in this. Just the other day, you know, I tell you guys almost everything and I do it to help you, but I had to think about whether I was going to tell you this or not, so. So you're all going, this is going to be good, I know. I mean, the devil is whispering in our ear all the time, trying to make us think we're really something. Especially when you do anything that's good, or if anybody makes on over you a little bit. And so the other day I was thinking about going to the hospital to see somebody, and while I was thinking about going, I caught this thought. Oh, the family's really going to think I'm nice if I do that. Ooh, they'll think I'm really a good person. And I just said, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to think that. That's not my heart here. I just want to go be a blessing. Well, you know what? A thought like that is not you thinking it until you think it and begin to meditate on it. It's just the enemy trying to get you off track. I mean, you can start out trying to do a good thing, and the enemy can put lies in your head trying to make you think how wonderful you are now because you're going to go do it. And as soon as we think that, you know what happens? Now we expect people to make on over us and tell us how wonderful we are. And then if they don't, now we're mad at them and we say they're unappreciative for all the things we've done for them. Am I going too fast or are you getting it? So we, you know, that happens to all of us. And it's better for me to share it with you so maybe you can begin to recognize it in your own life. It happens to me too. But you got to say, no, God's good. I remember before my ministry got very sizable at all, one night I was sitting on the edge of my bed, on the side of my bed, and I was getting ready to go to sleep. And I mean, for about 45 minutes, the Lord started dealing with me. And it kind of went like this. We weren't having like some open conversation, but you know, when God puts things on your heart, you know what he's saying. And so by the time God got finished, I sensed in my heart that God was getting ready to do some really good things as far as letting us be able to help more people in our ministry growing. And the long and the short of it was, the message from him was, there's something I want you to always remember. Whatever good thing that you see happen through you, it is not you. It is me working through you. Wait a minute, I'm not done. And it only means that I have wrestled with you long enough to get just another little square inch of your flesh that I can work through without you taking the credit. Amen? Come on now. So God wants to use us. But let me tell you something. Anybody listening to me, anybody in this place, if you want to be used by God, if you want to own your own company, let's just say you're the boss. You know what? The worst thing in the world that you can do is act like a boss. Anybody can be a boss, but not everybody can be a leader. It doesn't take any talent to boss people around. And as soon as you start thinking that you're something, then that's what happens. You start looking down on others that you don't think are the something you are. And it happens to all of us. All of us. If you're going to sit there and tell me that you're never tempted with pride, then I'm going to have to tell you that you are lying. Because pride is at the base of all sin. When Lucifer fell from the exalted place that God had given him, it was pride that caused it. 5 times in 2 verses or 1 verse, he said, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. And God said, let me show you what's going to happen. Wow. That's all of you. Only God. Apart from me, you can do nothing, the Bible says. Let's look at John 15:5. You might be thinking, well, I came here hurting today and I need to be comforted. I feel like you're kind of beating up on me. Well, you know what? We'll pray for somebody to hug you and love on you before you get out of here. But the point is if you ever want God to do anything great for you, then you got to be prepared for it spiritually. And that means that you got to still know that apart from him, you can do nothing. John 15:5. I am the vine, you're the branch. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Now, this tree was outside my room and yes, I attacked it. Here's the thing. All right, now, this flower is only on here because this was attached to a vine that was giving it life from within. So Christ comes to live in us, and he gives us life from deep within us, and we really don't comprehend how dependent this little branch is on that vine. See, all it does really is just kind of hang there, and everything else comes to it. Well, see, we need to learn how to just be sure that we're hanging on the vine. God, I'm nothing without you. Now, there's a bunch of little buds on here that, you know what, are never going to bloom. You know why? Because now it's off the vine. So I wonder how many possibilities. Okay, maybe you've had one flowering success. And so now that success has gotten you off the vine because now you're so busy taking care of your success. Amen. That now you have no time for the hanging vine thing anymore. Oh, man, I remember years where I just walked around, God, you got to help me. God, help me. I mean, I started to feel like I was like some kind of a mental case.